This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ. Baptism is necessary for salvation. For many years now, folks in the religious world have debated the necessity of baptism. But the Bible itself answers once and for all and reveals to us, that is man, that baptism is necessary for salvation. Jesus taught it was necessary. In Mark 16 and verse 16, Jesus said, "And he who believes and is baptized will be saved." The saved one in Mark 16 is the one who believes and is baptized. Secondly, the apostles taught that it was necessary. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, the Jews had asked Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter responded to their inquiry by saying, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." And thirdly, first century Christians understood the necessity of baptism because they obeyed the command. For example, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, it says, "Then those who gladly received his word," that is Peter's preaching, it says they were baptized. And so you can read Acts 2, 8, 9, 10, 11, Acts 16 and 18 and 19 and read about those cases of conversion, and they all began with hearing God's word and they all ended with those obedient believers being baptized. Paul said that salvation is in Christ, 2 Timothy 2:10. How does one get into Christ? Galatians 3:27 says that we are baptized into Christ. Peter said in 1 Peter 3:21 that baptism doth also now save us. God said baptism is necessary.